strong ones of the Deres Tifura, which goes under Rabbi Gamliel, that he was Noig, Rashi says, Sharora, he was like a tough, he was like a strict person. And he put a lot of fear upon his Tamidim, as Gemara Bracha says, that he put a lot of fear against the day even of Yeshua. Vaitas, so Moses says, look at the difference between him and Lianusa Basroi, to the people that are more humble in our generation. The what? The Tony would learn it like this. Maisa Rabbi Gamliel, there's once a case with Rabbi Gamliel. Shoyoyshev Agav Mala b'Harabayis. He was sitting on top of the stairs on Harabayis. V'yoyochanan Sefer Halaz Oymer Lefonav. And Yoyochanan Sefer was sitting in front of him. V'sholish Igoris Chatuchas Lefonav. And he had three like pieces of paper in front of him. Munachas sitting in front of him. Omaloy. So he said to him like this. Rabbi Gamliel said to him like this. Tel igra choda, take one letter, take one piece of paper, one letter, v'kosev, and write like this, li'achona b'nei glila, to our brothers in b'nei glila, Nigolu, Eloi, up the further north, up, u'li'achna b'nei glila titisoi, and the one further down, south, shalumchem, first of all, shalom aleichem, yaskem mihadon anachnu l'choim, we want to send you a letter, this man to notify you, this man biuro moto liafrusha meiser. There came the time now to be mafresh meiser. This man habir. Rashi explains the man biuro moto means shana shlishes. It came the third year, or else oishisha the sixth year of shmita. That kol mi sheshia meiseresov shal shana rishon or shnia. Whoever left over the meiser rishon and the meiser sheni of the first 2 years, chayiv levali achshav. Let's take it out right now. And Truma Nitin Lakoyin, O Maisa Rish and Levi, O Maisa Ronin Leoni, O Maisa Sheni Mizmaya Bechol Makim Shu. This is Man Habir. So you want to notify them now, it's the third year or the sixth year, it's the Zman Habir. And he said, Lafushe Maisa Mimato Dezaisa. You have to take off Maisa from your olives. Rashi says it means Mokim Kibbutz Azaisim Lizchamin Zelzer. That's the place where they used to let their olives like become hot, and then they'll be able to press them out. So Rashi says in the Galil, heavy zaysim Reuben used to have a lot of zaysim. So that's when the people of Galil, he reminded them about their zaysim. Mashenga Rashi said in the Dorim in the south, that was chitim, they had a lot of wheat. Therefore, the next letter was, he told Igeris, letter that you have there, the cost of it, write like this, Liachona b'nei droima, to the people in Dorim in the south. That there they plant a lot of wheat, and say like this to them, Shlumachem, like Shalom Aleichem, Yaskon, how are you? Mohidoin anachti, we want to notify you, Lechoim, this man biura mortal yafushe maisa mi umrei, that it came the time now to take off maisers from your emir, from your bundles of wheat, Shivlei, and so take off from these bundles of wheat, take off now maisa. And then he said, "V'teil igru chod, take the third letter you have, the cost of right by this liachna b'neig lusa, the bovel to the brothers in Golus and bovel, or liachna the modern our brothers in modai, or lishar kol gul yisad yisrael, whoever anybody else is outside Eretz Yisrael, that shlumachem shalom aleichem yaskoyim, that loyla mahidin anachnu lechayin, we want to notify you the guzle rechichen v'yimra akun." That it's our animals are young, and the goizolos means the birds are young and the animals are young. Uzmona di aviv lemoto, and it did not come the time yet that the tfuah is ripe yet. V'shofri milsa bianfei or bianche chaveri, like it should be nice in front of both of us. V'yosifas al shosador yoyment losen. Therefore, we're going to add on to this year another 30 days. So the kids, it says the way Anuil spoke very nice. He spoke very nice to them. Just even though he's very shtark, still he said a nice lesson to them. Still he spoke nicer. Like Rashi said, like still we say upon Anuil here, Rashi says, "Ve'afilu ochi ketoni bei v'shifra milsa b'yanfoi v'yanchi chavroi." Just to say how nice it is between us and between you, it's good for both of us. And Rashi says, "Rabbi Shimon Brei, but his son of Rabbi Shimon, to every Venusa, he was from an Anonov, he was a humble person, the Basroi, Yeloyama Biyan Pechavroi, he and the mice before did not say in front of our Chaverim. You see, the father, the one who was supposed to be stronger, even spoke a nicer Loshin. Smor says, maybe there's no proof. I'll tell you, maybe Dilma Bosa the Avrua, maybe that Rabbi Gamliel had this Midah of Anovah that spoke humble now, it was only after they took him off from being the Nasius. After they took him away from being the Nasi, then he became more of a Nonav. But maybe before, when he was Tekifa Kadmoi, he would not speak, he did not have this Midah of Anovah so much. Nothing more says. Tanur Abonim, not like this. Al Gimel Dvorim Ma'avrin Es Hashana. There are three reasons why we'll put an extra month into the year. Al Oviv, one reason is if the Tfu is not ripe yet. Rashi says, Im Loi Bishla HaTfuah, if the Tfu of the wheat did not become ripe yet, is Ma'avrin, that's a reason to make an extra month. Why? The Krok Siv, because the Pasuk says, Ba'choydish Oviv, that Pesach comes out in the Chodesh of Aviv that the Tfu is ripe. So that's the reason why, if the Tfu is not ripe yet, we'll make an extra month to the year, that maybe by Pesach it will be ripe. That's one reason. The Alperus Ilan, the same thing if the Perus of the trees are not ripe yet. Rashi says, the Mesacha Bishulm, if you see by they're not becoming ripe yet, So that's going to be wrong. So Rashi says, "A peres ilum misachta bishula yaisim is man hatzeres." If you see, it won't be ripe by Shavuos. So then, Mavrin, then we get another month onto the year. Why? Because hatzeres Shavuos, that's man haboyes bikurim. That's the time to start bringing bikurim. So if the Chachom see now that the way it is now, if we're not going to make an extra month to the year, we won't make a second Adar. When it becomes Shavuos time, the fruits won't be ripe. That's not right. So therefore, that's a reason to make an extra month to the year, in order that the fruits should be ripe by Shavuos. V'yahalat Kufa, also not Kufa also. But at Kufa, Rashi says, whether it's Bein at Kufa's Tamish, Shemesakiv, and Mshechas, whether Tkufa's Tamish is not finished yet, Shein Tkufa's Tishrei Nefelis, Adiv Rechodesh B'Kisva, for the reason of the Tkufa's of the Mazalis, that's also a reason to make an extra month. So Mor explains now, Al Shnayim Mehem Mavrin. If we have two reasons, then for sure Betha makes an extra month. If Yalachas Men is only one of these reasons, then in Mavrin. That's not enough to make an extra month. You have to have two reasons. It's not enough just one. But of this now, that was Pshan the Gemara before. That before we had that the reason that the animals are too young, the birds are too young, by itself it means nothing. But if here you have one of these reasons and you need a second reason, then you can use this for the second reason. Now, over Zman, the Gemara says, Sha'oviv Echad Mihem, the time when Ovov, if the Tfuah was unripe yet, Hakol Smechem, then everybody is happy the fact that Bezdin makes an extra month for the year. So Rashi says, over Zman, Sha'oviv Echad, Min Hashnaim, if the reason of Oviv is between one of the reasons, and that's the reason why we're earning an extra month, everybody is happy about this. Because everybody doesn't care then about pushing off the Pesach. Why? Sheina Tfuah Ruya. We don't have new Tfuah yet, and therefore there's no Issa Chodesh. Like this, if the new Tfuah is ready, so we would want to eat it. But it's Chodesh, we can't use it, so we'll have to wait till Pesach. But if the new Tfuah is not ripe yet, so that it's not a gay of the Yisra Chodesh. So therefore, it doesn't matter the fact we push off Pesach another month. That's called Hakol Smech, and everybody's happy with the pushing off Pesach another month. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, says, Alat Kufa, he said no. Alat Kufa, that's what's good. So Mark explains now, what did he mean to say? Iboiliyu. Alat Kufa Smechim, did he mean to say, if one of the reasons why we're making an extra month is because that's Kufa, everybody's happy, or Yalat Kufa Mavrin, or did he mean to say maybe if the reason is because that's Kufa, that alone is enough of a reason to make an extra year, an extra month. You do not need two reasons. Maybe the reason of Kufa alone is enough. So this the Gemara says, Teiku, this the Gemara is a suffix, then the Supra exactly what did he mean to say. Torah Rabbanan, went to the price like this. Al Shloisha Arotzois Marvines Hashona. By three lands, we make an extra month. So Rashi said, Vashal Shalosh means Shlehigia Oviv Shalahen. If in these three lands, the Tfuah, the wheat, is not ripe yet, so that's a reason that's not called Oviv yet, that we should push off Pesach another month. Or Shroin, Rashi Shroin, Bezdin Shemesacha Ben, Zman Bishop Peres Elon, Marvin, Ushlosh Timarat Yisroheim. Right, there are three lands that we look at to see if in these lands the Tfu is not ripe or the Paris is not ripe yet, that's a reason to make an extra month. Which are Rotzais? Yehuda, V'Yever, Yardin, V'Yagolu. These are the three lands. Again, now, Al Shtayim, Mehen, Mavrin. If two out of these three lands, the Paris are not ripe or the wheat is not ripe, then we'll make the extra month. If it's only one of these three that's delayed, that's not a reason to make an extra month to the year. Now, Tadigmar says though, if Yehuda was one of them, that the Tfu was not ripe yet, then Hakol Semechim, then everybody's happy the fact we're pushing off Pesach for another month. Because the Omer that was brought, like to be Matir, the Chodosh, comes from Yehuda. So therefore, if there's no Tfu in Yehuda, they can't bring the Emer anyway. So therefore, people do not care the fact we're pushing off like the Chodesh another month. Tanu Rabbanan went like this. Ein Mavrin es Hashonim Elab Yehuda. That where should the Bezdin be to Pascha Nois to make the extra month? They have to be, the Bezdin has to be in Yehuda. Ein Mavrin es Hashonim Elab Yehuda. The Emevru Begolif, the Bezdin was in Golif, they did it over there. So Muberes, but the evidence is good. Heyet Chananya Ish Oino. Imivru Begol, if the Bezdin passed in Golol to make an extra month, Eino Muberes, he says, no, it's no good. It has to be in Yehuda, it can't be outside. So there has to be the Bezdin Akvua in Yehuda. And if it's done in Golol, it's no good. Omer of Yehuda, Bret Rav Shim Ben Pazi, my time of the Chananya Ish Oino, what's the reason? Why does the Bezdin Madafka have to be in Yehuda? Or Makrokos, the Pasuk says, Leshichnoi Sidrushu Uvos HaShama, that you have to come up to Yerushalayim. So we darshan called Risha, Shata Dorish, any type of a drosh, any darshan you have to make, you have to be Dorish. Like here, you have to think in Pascha Nois, whether this year should have an extra month or not, Lo Yei Ela B'Shichnoi Shemokim, that could only be in the Mokam HaShchina, could only be in Yerushalayim, which was in Yehuda. That's why he holds, if it's Paskin outside Yerushalayim, outside Yehuda, it's no good. Tana Rabbanan learned like this in the Braisa. A Mavrin es Hashona Ela B'Yoyim, that the Bezdin of Paskin on the Yibur Shona could only be done on the daytime. V'yimivru B'Layla, Eimu Muberes, if Bezdin Paskin is at nighttime, it's like an Adchal. And also V'yim Mekanshin es HaChodesh Ela B'Yoyim, if Bezdin want to make a Kiddush HaKodesh by daytime, Yim Kitru B'Layla Enim Kodeshes, if Bezdin says Mekudesh Mekudesh at nighttime, it means nothing. Omri Rabbi Abba, Rabbi explains Micro, where's the Pasuk for this? Pasuk says Tiku B'Chodesh Shofar, you have to blow B'Chodesh Shofar B'Kesel Yom Chagenu. So we darshin Ezel Chag, in which Yomtif She'Chodesh Mischasa Boy, that the moon is covered up like it's a new moon. Have Yom Ezeh Rosh Hashanah. That's the Yom that comes out on Rosh Chodesh. Oksiv, it says over here, Tichok Li Yisrael Hu, Mishpat Elokei Yaakov. Has a din of a Mishpat. And as Rosh Chodesh has a locha like a Mishpat. So therefore, Ma Mishpat B'Yom, just like Mishpat is only B'daytime, Av Kiddush HaChodesh B'Yom, the same way when Bezdin Paskins or speaks out, Mekudesh Mekudesh, it's only a Chalav Bezdin says at daytime, and not to say at nighttime. Torah Rabbanan learned like this: Ein Mavrin Es Hashana Bishnei Ravon. That Bezdin does not paskin to add an extra month to the year if the year is a hungry year.